the constant rumbling of the sky. It's always talking. It's a talking sky. It's always going. The thunder is always rumbling in the sky. It's like being in the middle of a cloud, maybe a storm cloud.
Thank you. General Helion Elastia.
Sky with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know, don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love to you and me. Oh, Gingy, if I only had words I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me. Oh, my Gingy. Like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy. Happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy. Without you, my Gingy.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. You might still see it in the desert. And we came to Arizona when I was 4 and left when I was 14. Had to walk across the tar with a towel. You run 15 steps or so, throw the towel down, stand up, pull your feet out, and run some more, throw the towel down. Or find the tiniest piece of shade where something, it's, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade till you could run further. Or find the tiniest piece of shade where something, it's, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade till you could run further.
Ditches?
Yeah. All the pop bottles in the irrigation ditches.
Yeah.
Little guppies and frogs and, yeah.
Did you live like in a suburb?
I think all of Phoenix is a suburb. I think so. They were just building it up so there'd be track houses and then a couple of fields and an old farm and an orchard and more track houses. So.
What did you play when you were a kid?
Well, we moved a lot. I'm thinking of now when you ask me that at this time about 64, 65, and I had a couple of friends at school, usually boys, a couple of boys, and I think most of the time we made up games, we climbed trees, and dance routines or shows or stuff. I don't know, we made up games. Mostly I think I played horses now that I think of it. Making horse sounds. I'd be a horse. I'd run through the field making horse sounds. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. The skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. Had to walk across the tar with a towel. You run 15 steps or so, throw the towel down, stand up, pull your feet out, and run some more, throw the towel down. I'd be a horse. I'd run through the fields making horse sounds. And the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. Or find the tiniest piece of shade where something is, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade so you could run further. Be a horse. And I'd run through the field, making horse sounds.
Still 1276, stillness as antidote to the socially inflicted anxiety caused by preventable turmoil, which is very much available for harvest and profit.
Thank you. Sometimes I wonder if I know where I'm going. I go for a walk like this. It seems I have been walking for years and years and years. And I don't know where I'm going. I hear the sound leading me on. Is taking me.
Color of that sky. Yeah, but I'll still take blue. I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Look at the color of that sky. Yeah, but I'll still take blue. I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear something?
of a lot of what's going on is that people have everything done for them now. With other people interpreting everything for you, which, who will they be? Who will they become? Who are they going to grow up to be? What will they do instead? Will they find their way back to total immersion and imagination? I don't know, you know.
Sky. Yeah, but I'll still take blue. I don't know. I think I might get used to this.